This is case number 12. I'm good, sorry, I apologize. This is case number 12,510. Keith A. Rust seeks a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for an existing fence, sections 115.25 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of West Piney Grove Road, approximately 0.31 mile west of Parker Road. The 911 address is 19553 West Piney Grove Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 5, Parcel 6.01. The applicant is requesting a 2.5-foot variance from the required 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for the fence. There is one letter of support, and staff note that the fence currently exists 14 feet back from the front property line, and there is currently 26 feet of non-compliance.
Welcome. If you would please be sworn in.
You stand right there, that's fine. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Keith Rust, 19553 West Piney Grove Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, if you would please state your case.
When I first asked the to have a fence put up, I contacted a few fence companies, and I contracted with one fence company who was supposed to get the permits, which they did not get the permits. I did not know. And I had told them that I wanted a 6-foot fence. And they put up a 6-foot fence without me knowing that there was a requirement of 3.5. If there had been, I would have come to you guys before I had them put up the fence. And now I am to the point to where I have a 6-foot fence that everybody I talk to, my neighbors and everything, everybody tells me they just love it. And it helps with the aspect of all the wind that comes through there, because it's like a wind tunnel. I'm surrounded on three sides by fields, and during the winter time when it snows, it just continues to blow the snow into my driveway, up against my front door. Sometimes I have a hard time opening them up my front door because of that. My big thing is I wish the company had done what they were supposed to do, because it's left me in this position to where I am here before you guys. And I'm just asking that I'm able to keep the fence. I do know that when I was reading the information about agricultural uses and screening, and around me all farmland where I have the fence. There's nobody that's living around it. And it is serving a purpose that is beneficial to me as far as the wind goes. And so I am asking that I am able to keep this fence the way it is, because of the agricultural uses and screening, which is stated in the even on the form that I received, that they brought by and said that I was in violation. And so under that's what I'm going by, is that it's under agricultural uses and screening. And so that's what I'm asking, that I'm able to keep this.
Questions? Does that complete your statement?
All I know is that I'm going after the fence company for having me to do this, because I've had to pay money over and above and stuff. And the fence itself, I paid extra money because of the wind factor to have the steel posts and everything else put into it so that it would withstand the winds that go through there. If you have any questions for me, just please ask.
Sir, how long has the fence been up?
Um, I'm thinking it was March, April timeframe. I had just put on an addition to the house.
Of this past year?
This past year. And and with that, I had put in a driveway. And so with that, when the farmer comes through and doing corn and this and that, throwing all kinds of stuff on the cars and stuff like that, so that's another benefit of this. And so it's been there since probably, actually it might have been later than that, it may have been May, April, May.
Any visibility issues?
None whatsoever. I stayed in here, the 14 feet that it's back away from the road, whether I'm pulling in or pulling out or backing out, I have full view of the road going both directions.
Okay. Any complaints?
None whatsoever. Like I said, all my neighbors and everybody I talked to just loves it. There was, I guess, one person who complained about it. I don't know who it was or whatever, but that's why they came by and inspected and saw that it was there, and that's why I got the violation. I don't have any clue who that was.
What was the name of the fence company?
Breakwater Fence Company. I believe they're out of Milton. My question is how many other fences have they built that are in violation? How many, if they're not getting the permits for mine, why are they getting the permits for everybody else?
I'm sure they'll be here eventually.
How far is that fence from the edge of the road, from the edge of that main road right there?
14 feet.
It's 14?
Mm-hmm. I took my tape measure and measured it just to make sure.
We require a 40?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct.
No building permit.
What's that?
Nothing.
No permit, no nothing.
No permit, no nothing. They did not do anything. Now, I do have a picture of some fences that are 6 foot that are less than 40 feet in different places that are around farmlands and stuff like that. I've driven by some of them that are 6 feet that are less than the 40 feet. It's up to you guys. I mean, if it gets disapproved, I'm calling the company, tell them give me my money back and pay me all the damages and everything else and take the fence down. Because it's not, a 3.5 foot fence is not gonna do me any good for where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Just to touch on that
point, you said a 3.5 foot fence wouldn't help. Why is that? It doesn't block things blowing?
Where I live, I'm surrounded. On one side, I have a couple houses that are there. On the other side, it's all farmland, totally open on all three sides. And one area of it, from that picture going that direction, it's just totally open, and it's like a wind tunnel.
And would that be the east side?
That would be the east side, yes. And the wind just flies through there. Even on a light, windy day when I'm elsewhere, I get home and the wind's blowing a lot harder because of the way the trees and everything is lined up through there.
Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Operator, is there anyone on the line?
If there's anyone on the call that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
I do believe you do have a letter from the owner of the farmland.
We have one caller that would like to speak. Caller, your line has been unmuted. Please state your name and address.
Hello, this is Anne Rapport. I'm an employee of Sussex County, and I'm calling in to test the line.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. If there's anyone on the call that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, we have no callers that wish to make comment.
Mr. Chair, I have one follow-up question, if I may. Mr. Russ, I just wanted to clarify. You indicated that the fence was 14 feet from the road.
Yes.
Does it go to the edge of your property line, or is it 14 feet from your property line?
It's 14 feet from the road.
Okay.
Where the property line is where the fence starts.
Okay. All right. So it is right at the front property line then?
Yes.
Okay. I thought that may be the case when I looked at the survey a little closer, because it looks like there may be a gap between perhaps where your front property line is and where the paving of West Pine Grove Road is, mm-hmm. begins. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's where that 14 feet is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I just want to clarify that.
Further questions from the board? All right, I will close the public hearing and I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12510 for Keith Rust. For the requested variance, exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant and it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Aye for my reasons.
Aye too for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12510 has been approved.